What we're looking at is trying to have a uniform labeling policy across the country. Right now, we've got several states, California being one in the past. Vermont has passed a bill, and they're all different. And no industry can afford to try to have specially packaged labeled products for each state like it's going to. And then it's just going to be confusing for consumers. So how do we develop something that is a national policy across the board? You know, unfortunately, everybody wants something different. And so we're really trying to get down to brass tacks and have an agreeable policy that can move forward and get through the Senate.
Now, the U.S. Senate is still working to reach a compromise to create a national standard for GMO labeling before Vermont's mandatory labeling law starts in July. And Levine knows if individual states end up with their own laws, it could cause a lot of issues.
Well, what you get is you have to look at the small print detail in these laws, because some states will exempt things like frozen food or restaurants, and other states don't exempt those. So you have to put it on a menu in this place, and you just have to put it on the package in that state. And so those differences of what's in and what's out really causes that confusion. And the other thing that we want to make sure, too, is that the state doesn't require a label that makes it look like something's not nutritious or bad for you or unhealthy. So we want to make sure that any label there is just informative and is consistent.
And Levine wants growers to know ASTA supports GMO technology and continues to work on this issue for the industry.
Oh, we're in favor of all technologies. You know, the government has said it's safe, it's comparable to conventional production. So, yeah, we're in favor of GMOs as much as we're in favor of organic and conventional. And it is because it gives the farmer a tool to use in their operation. They choose to use this type of tool, and it's legal and it's been reviewed and it's safe. It gets over all those hurdles that are out there. They should be able to use that to maximize their production. So, yeah, we're completely in favor of biotechnology.